Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Tonight, we will bring to you, typically, we're dealing with Wake Up Jacob. But tonight we're going to bring to you another program of Nothing But the Truth. And I thank our beautiful Marae Isha for allowing me to continue on in our teachings on the book of Exodus, on the book of the law, dealing with the names in the book of Exodus, because the book of Exodus comes from the Hebrew word Shemot, which means names. Again, I praise the mighty Yah for another program of Nothing But the Truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise him out of Yah for allowing me to come to you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Again, I thank the Moray for allowing me to step in this night to teach you the book of the law. We brought you Genesis, which comes from the Hebrew word Bereshit, which means in the beginning. And we brought to you 12 different generations throughout the book of Genesis that if you take time to study these generations, I can assure you that you will begin to know the whole truth about the book of the law. Because this is where it began, in the beginning. 12 different generations. And we just didn't make up some 12 different generations. If you follow what we're teaching and the scriptures that we're teaching, you will see that it's 12 that Yahweh wanted us to know about. But likewise with Exodus. Here Yahweh will have Moshe not only write Genesis, but also Exodus. And again, Exodus is about names. Because the book means names. That's what the word Exodus means. In Hebrew, it's Shemot, which means names. And we brought you Shifra and Pua, the first names that we mentioned in the book of Exodus. And no, we don't count them as two. We just count them as one because they both were midwives. Midwives who named Shifra, which means brightness, Pua, whose name also means glittering brilliancy. In other words, both represents light. And the Creator will say, these midwives, Shifra and Pua, they feared Elohim. And how did they show this fear towards Elohim? They delivered the men, the Hebrew men, babies, the Hebrew babies, out of the clutches of Pharaoh. This is what they would do. And isn't it the law that we must fear Elohim? And isn't it said in the book of Exodus, Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 12th verse, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. One of the first requirements, according to the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse, is to fear Yahweh, your Elohim. And these midwives would do this thing well before there was a Moses who wrote the law. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for these midwives, chances are it wouldn't even be a Moses. But then the second name that we will bring to you is Moshe himself. And Moshe, the name Moshe, means drawn from the water. And if you've been listening to us, you know how significant that is, because this represents the order too. On the second day, the Almighty put a firmament in the midst of the waters and divided the waters from the waters. The waters that was above the firmament, the waters that was below the firmament, and he called that firmament heaven. And this is what Moshe represented. He represented heaven itself. Now, how do I know the prophet Moshe represented heaven? Where in the scriptures did Yahweh call an individual an Elohim? But that's what he said to Moses. I'm going to make you an Elohim unto Pharaoh. What individuals wrought the very signs that the prophet Moshe would do? The very wonders, the very signs, the miracles that he would do in Egypt and in the wilderness. I know nobody did this because Yahweh said there was not a prophet like Moses, whom Yahweh knew face to face as a man speaking unto himself, as a man speaking unto his friend. As a matter of fact, Yahweh said, if there be a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision. I will speak to him in a dream. But my servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, not in dark speeches, and the similitude of Yahweh shall he behold. And it is this man who brought us the law. Yahweh said, remember the law of Moshe in the last book of the Holy Scriptures. So this man was very great, and we talked about it, and we brought his miracles, and we showed you all the various signs he would do dealing with water, the very water he was brought from. Then his brother, Aaron. And yes, that's what Aaron means, your brother, thy brother, Moses' brother, because he was beside Moses when Moshe went to do the work of Yahweh. The first person he told him to meet up with is his brother, Aaron, and he did. And so when Yahweh made Moshe and Elohim unto Pharaoh, he made Aaron his prophet. And not only did he make Aaron a prophet, but he also made this Aaron, his brother, the high priest. And that all that would come from his seed would be priests. And they were. And he separated the sons of Aaron from the congregation of the children of Israel. Yahweh would say about this Aaron that, don't your brother speak well, since Moshe had a speech impediment? So he would use Aaron as his mouthpiece. And so when Aaron and Moses went out to Pharaoh, who was doing the speaking? Aaron. And what would Aaron do? What would he say? Thus says Yahweh, let my people go. That's who represented the Most High. He was a prophet. He was the high priest. And according to the book of Malachi, it says he is the messenger of Yahweh. And at his mouth talking about Aaron, talking about the priest, shall we seek the law? Of course, the fourth name that we will bring to you is their sister, Miriam. And this Miriam also was a prophet. She was called a prophetess. A family full of prophets. And I love this because when they talk about this Miriam, as well as Aaron, as well as Miriam, I just want you to see this scripture, and I think it's in the book of Micah. Let me make sure that I'm going to look it up real quick just so I can see it. Look up her name, Miriam. And I just want to see the scripture, how important Miriam was. Now, I pointed out yesterday what her name means. It means bitter. A lot of people were shocked to hear that and see that. Of course, I wasn't. And give me 1 second, and we're going to get it. As soon as we get this scripture, and I think I see it, in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, this is what it says. The first verse, hear you now what Yahweh says. Arise, plead you before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear you, O mountains, Yahweh's controversy. And it's funny because Yahweh, he'll speak to the mountains, he'll speak to the heavens, he'll speak to the earth, he'll speak to his people. Sometimes it says, hear, O Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. But here, it says, hear you now what Yahweh says. Arise and plead you before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear you, O mountains, Yahweh's controversy, and you strong foundations of the earth. For Yahweh has a controversy with his people, but he ain't talking to his people. He's talking to the mountains and the hills, and he will plead with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? And wherein have I wearied you? Testify against me. Well, you can't testify against the Most High. Yahweh ain't done nothing. What you tired of him for? It should be the other way around. He should be tired of you and me, his people. Watch what it says. For I brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Watch this. And redeemed you out of the house of servants. And I sent before you Moshe. That was your deliverer. That's who he used to redeem you. Aaron, your high priest. And Miriam, your prophetess. And that's what you got to know. Oh, my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted. And what did he consult? He tried to curse you. And what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteousness of Yahweh. So Yahweh didn't just redeem you with Moses. Who do you think put Moses? His mother put him in a basket. Put him in a river, but who do you think watched out for him? Who do you think Yahweh sent to follow the basket to see what would be done? Yes, his big sister, Miriam. And yes, it was his big sister, because when Moses was in that basket, a little baby, 3 months old, Aaron could watch him. Aaron was just 3 years old. What a three-year-old baby going, he lost himself. So Miriam not only was looking out for Aaron, she looked out for Moses. This is what she would do. And yes, her name means bitter, and I can understand her being a little bitter. Not at her brother, though. But you ain't bitter living in captivity. You know how long this woman lived in captivity? And then lived in the wilderness. This is their life. And a lot of us has become bitter. But we got to get over it if we want to survive the next stage in our life. In other words, we're not going to be slaves and captives all our life. Some people, that's their plot in life. They was born and died in this. But there's a generation that Yahweh will redeem. So we got Shifra and Pua. We got Moses, number two. We got Aaron, number three. We got Miriam, number four. And then we brought to you the various places where Yahweh tried to teach us how to act. Marah. As soon as we come to Marah, we start complaining. And that's why Marah means bitter. It was bitter waters there. And we start complaining about the water. There's no what? 3 days in the wilderness. And we begin to complain. Because we are a people that's never satisfied. Someone can do us good, but instead of seeing the good, instead of exalting the good, instead of praising the good, we will exalt some negative. What kind of people are we? Well, Yahweh said a rebellious people. And that's another meaning of the name of Miriam. So we just can't look at her and say she was rebellious. We are a rebellious people. And what about manna? Here it is. Yahweh will give us bread from heaven. And according to the book of Numbers, the 21st chapter, the scripture says we loathe it. All we got is this light bread. We despised it. This was bread from heaven. We should have felt blessed. But no, we'll never feel blessed and see our blessings when all we can see is ourselves, our selfish ways. Everything is about self. What I got, how I feel, what is it for me? What I get out of this. The exact thing Yahweh don't even want us dealing with. Then we come to a place called Massah, where we will tempt Yahweh. And that, like, Yahweh can't save us and Yahweh can't provide for us. And Yahweh brought us out here just to kill us in the wilderness. What kind of foolish people are we? And this Marah, this Mana, this Massah, all will teach you the law and how not to be. Mana means, what is it? It's a Hebrew word. What is it? The Hebrew word Mana means what? And just because we didn't know what it was, we didn't like it. We'd rather be in captivity. And then we brought to you Meribah, which is the eighth thing that we will bring to you, the eighth name that we will bring to you in the book of Exodus. And what do Meribah mean? To strive. In other words, to fight. Fighting all the time. Struggling all the time. When are you going to stop fighting? Why can't you just humble yourself to Yahweh, do good? Just because you feel bad, that don't mean you got to act bad. Just because you low, don't have to act low, be low. In other words, there's nothing that happened this day for you to praise Yahweh. He woke you up. He fed you. He clothed you. He housed you. But no, we're going to strive. While they were striving with Yahweh, guess what was happening? Their feet didn't swell. Their clothes didn't wax old on them. I can just tell you a thousand things that happened to the children of Israel, but they seen none of it. All they can see is self. And what we're trying to teach you, according to the law, according to the book of Exodus, according to these names, they're testifying against you. Eight names we brought to you. And we brought to bring to you two more great names that Yahweh will show us. And we only got four names left. These two tonight and two more tomorrow. But the two tonight, if you go to the book of Exodus 18, just to show you these names, every name has a meaning. Every name has a purpose. How are you going to know the book of Exodus? People talk about the book of the law all the time, but I never see them mention these names. That's what the book means. And we're going to get into what Leviticus means, what Deuteronomy means, what Numbers mean, just like what Genesis means and what Exodus means. And not only they don't know what these names mean, I mean these books mean, but they don't know how Yahweh is leading and guiding us to understand his great words. In the book of Exodus 18, let's see what this says. What other names is Yahweh trying to teach us? And this is what it says, starting at the first verse. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moshe's father-in-law, heard of all that Elohim had done for Moshe and for Israel, his people, and that Yahweh had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moshe's father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moshe's wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershon. This was Moses' firstborn. For he said, I've been an alien in a strange land. And the name of the other was Eleazar. For the Elohim of my father. Because this is what Eleazar means. The Elohim of my father. In other words, Eli means my father. My Elohim. And Azar. And just the. Yeah. Eli means my father. Azar. Or my Elohim. And Azar means my father. See, he was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Azar means my help. It comes from the Hebrew word Azar, which means help. And I'll show you that. So I apologize for, but I'll show you in the scriptures. And then it says, let me read that fourth verse again. And the name of the other was Eleazar. For the Elohim of my father said he was my help. and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. Now, both these names have purpose. They have meaning. Not just purpose and meaning, but this purpose and this meaning has everything to do with the law. Show you that it had everything to do with the law. Watch what the scripture says. We'll start in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, dealing with Gershon. In the book of Exodus 12, and watch what it says. And this is the law. The 19th verse. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your house. For whoever eats that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or born in a land. You shall eat nothing leavened, and all your habitation shall you eat unleavened bread. Now, why would I read this? Because, oh, look what Moses said. I've been a stranger in a strange land. In other words, what this is letting us know is that Yahweh had an affinity for strangers. So Moses had an affinity for strangers. And then the law also have this same affinity. In other words, the stranger is all through our laws for a reason. In the same Exodus, the 12th chapter, we're going to read the 48th verse. And when a stranger shall sojourn with you and will keep the Passover to Yahweh, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn and to the stranger that sojourneth among you. In other words, that's the law. So Moses, he said, I've been a stranger in a strange land. In other words, we're in a stranger in a strange land today. And if the inhabitants kept our laws, we will be treated way better than what we're treated today. Moses was treated way better than a stranger is treated. And our law dictates, mandates, and commands by law that the stranger is to be treated a certain type of way. Look at Exodus 20. Watch what it says. In the book of Exodus 20, the 10th verse, this is what it says, speaking about the Sabbath day. I start at the 8th verse. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh your Elohim. In it you shall not do any work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, your cattle, your stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days Yah made heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And who's supposed to be able to rest? Even your stranger within your gates. Watch this in the book of Exodus 22. The 21st verse. Watch what it says. Talking about the stranger. It says in the 21st verse, you shall neither vex a stranger, which means mistreat them, nor oppress him. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. That's the law. Now, we're not to mistreat a stranger. How do you think we're supposed to treat one another? That's the law. Also in the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter, talking about the name Gershon. I've been a stranger in a strange land. Why did Moses think to name his child this, his son this? And why was it so important? Because he didn't want to forget where he was. He was in Egypt. Then he was in Midian. And that's where he had his son. And he didn't want to forget it. In the book of Exodus 23, and Yahweh don't want us to forget that we was here. Because this should teach us how to treat not only one another, but even the inhabitants that will dwell with us. Exodus 23, verse 9. Also, you shall not oppress a stranger, for you know the heart of a stranger, seeing you were strangers in the land of Egypt. And watch the 12th verse. 6 days you shall do your work. On the seventh day, you shall rest, that your ox, your donkey may rest, the son of your handmaid, the stranger, may be refreshed. In other words, we're not like these people today where we work the mess out of the inhabitants, the strangers, the what they call the what they call these people who are not originators of this land. Of course, the people who run this land are not even the people who originated it here. They was Native American, or what we know of as Indians. And so what really, other than the so-called Native Americans, these people are, or this nation, is a nation of immigrants. Immigrants. And an immigrant is somebody who was not, who didn't originate here. And so this is what we got to know. And if you're not the owner of this place, why would you treat somebody less than you? Well, in our land, we couldn't. Those that was born in our land, sojourned in our land, we have one law. And let me just show you one more place for that. Numbers, the 15th chapter. Watch what it says. So it's understandable why Moses, when he named his son, he named him in a manner that he would never forget. Every time he said, Gershon, my son, Gershon, he will always remember that he was a stranger in a strange land. In the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter, and we're going to read the 29th verse, and this is what it says. You shall have one law for him that sins through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel and for the stranger that sojourns among you. How many laws? One law. Just one. No other laws. One law. There's another verse. Let me see if I can see this one. Numbers 15, the 15th verse. And watch what this is. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourns with you. An ordinance forever in your generations. As you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. One law, one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourns with you. So I can understand why we have the name Gershon. Because it's something that we should never forget according to the law. Remember that you was a stranger in Egypt. And today, remember that you are a stranger in modern Egypt. But Moses had another son. And this other son, as I stated before, his name was Eleazar, which literally means my Elohim is my help. My Elohim is my help. And who will not declare how Yahweh is our help? Yahweh is. And Moses declared this. Not only he declared this, watch what it said. Go back to Exodus 18, the fourth verse. I want to read that again to you. Exodus 18. And this is what it says in the fourth verse. And the name of the other was Eleazar. For the Elohim of my father said, he was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And that's beautiful, because when Moses went back into the land, all the people who saw his life was dead. And this is how Yahweh will help you. You, while you worried about it, Yahweh done already been about it, done solved it, done it. That helped. And watch what Moses said about this Yah in the book of Deuteronomy 33. Being that he was Moses' help. In other words, the word help comes from the Hebrew word Azar. And he was our help. He is our help. He's our help by law, not just some little help. No, he's our help by law. We're supposed to trust only in him. In the book of Deuteronomy 33, and watch what it says. 26 verse. There is none like unto Elohim of Yeshurun, who rides upon the heaven in your help and in the excellency on the sky. There's none like him. The eternal Elohim is your refuge. In other words, he's your protection. And underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before you and shall say, destroy them. Watch what it says. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Yaakov shall be upon the land of corn, and new wine, also the heavens shall drop down dew. Happy are you, O Israel. Who is like unto you, O people saved by Yahweh? The shield, the word shield comes from the Hebrew word Mogen. That's why they call it Mogen David, the shield of David, because Yahweh is our shield, the shield of your Azar, your help. And who is the sword of your excellency? Your enemies shall be found liars unto you, and you shall tread upon their high places. Yes, this is how Moses seen Yahweh. Why? Because Yahweh, because Elohim was his help and delivered him from the sword of Pharaoh. And what has Yahweh delivered you from? Why can't we see every day Yahweh, every day we wake up, Yahweh is delivering us from death? Who knew? Who knows their time? Some people went to sleep and never woke up. Some people woke up and died a few hours later. And Yahweh called them home. Here it is right now. We just heard about Larry King, one of the most famous men on CNN, died. Another man, the greatest baseball player that ever lived, Hank Aaron, died. Not to mention all the people that we know personally died. Not to mention over 400,000 people in the United States of America died from COVID. Died. Every day we wake up, Elohim has been our help. In other words, he has been Eleazar, because that's what Eleazar means. Elohim is our help. So every day we wake up, should not we be praising Yahweh? Look what it says in the book of Psalm 40. The 16th and the 17th verse. Watch what it says now. Pay close attention to this. Let all those, Psalms 40 and 16 and 17, let all those that seek you rejoice and be glad in you, talking about the Most High. Let such as love your salvation say continually, Yahweh be magnified. And this is what we say every day. Let Yahweh be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet Yahweh thinks upon me. You are my Eleazar. You are my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, my Elohim. Because Yahweh has already told us he is our help. He is our Savior. And that we're the only trust in him. Psalm 33. This is what Moses named his kids. Because he never, ever wanted to forget. Psalm 33. Watch what it says. 19 and 20. Let's start at the 18th verse. Behold, the eye of Yahweh is upon them that fear him, Shephra and Puah. Upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death. And I'm trying to tell you, every time you go to sleep, if you're not waking up praising Yahweh, because you're being delivered from death, you don't know how many more people got to die before you realize tomorrow ain't promised. And to keep them alive in famine, our souls wait for Yahweh. He is our help, Eliezer, and our shield, which means Mogen or Moga, like Mogen Dawid. Furthermore, Psalms 94, because I'm showing you purpose and meaning behind the book of names, the book of Exodus. Sefer, which means book. Shemot, book of names. Psalm 94. And watch what it says. In the book of Psalms 94, this is what it says. 17 verse. Unless Yahweh had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And when I said, my foot slips, your mercy, O Yahweh, held me up. And the multitude of my thoughts within me, your comforts delight my soul. This is how they praise Yahweh. This is how you praise your help. You got somebody helping you? You don't down them. You praise them. And why? Because undoubtedly, Yahweh is trying to help you. For in truth, they might be the instruments, but Yahweh is your help. Watch what it says. Psalms 115. Moses could have said a lot of things about the fact that he didn't have to name his son Eleazar. He could have said, man, I had to flee from Egypt and save my life, own life. He could have just talked about himself. Man, y'all had to save my own life. He could have went back in Egypt. Yeah, all them niggas dead now. He could have just been about self. But no, Moshe knew Yahweh. He knew the truth. And he knew it wasn't about him. Psalm 115. And watch what it says. The ninth verse. O Israel, trust you in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. You that fear Yahweh, trust in Yahweh. He is their help and their shield. Yahweh has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear Yahweh, both small and great. Look what it says. Yahweh shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens are Yahweh's. But the earth has he given to the children of men. And listen closely. Listen real close because we're about to end. The dead praise not Yahweh. You hear that? The dead praise not Yahweh. Neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore. Praise Yahweh. Gershon and Eleazar. The sons of Moses. The sons of Zippor. And two more names. As a matter of fact, the ninth and tenth names that we brought to you in the book of Exodus. The book of names. And all we got is two more names left. And we'll bring to you those tomorrow. So you can understand, just by studying these 12 different names. And yes, it's 13, but we're counting the first two as one. If you study these names, I can assure you, you will begin to learn the book of the law, in particular, the book of Exodus. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I.
I strive to place y'all in my forefronts, but we've been raised by the storefronts, drinking judgment junk, 40 smoking blunts, sipping and smoking, kept us from wishing and hoping the day the Yopian, they protesting from Hong Kong to Oakland, igniting the day of y'all is encroaching, so the way of y'all I'm approaching, by walking in the statutes and commandments and staying clear of the spiritual bandits, 400 ending, no better way we could have planned it, it's all prophetic, so please understand it. Soon people will be famished, seeking y'all all over the planet. Salvation is near, and Babylon will vanish. If you know you fear Yah, then you're walking His ways. Love Yah, serve Yah with all of your heart and soul. If you know you fear Yah, then you're walking His ways. Love Yah. Serve Yah with all of your heart and soul. If you know you fear Yah, then you're walking His way. Love Yah, serve Yah with all of your heart and soul. There's no other way I wanna walk in a perfect way with the spirit of the fury Yahweh. Israel's a servant and not a homeborn slave. America's been the land of our graves. All of us is confused, manipulated, ridiculed, and abused. Toy with and used, heart is bruised, sold on the ghost and worshiping cartoons. We even shook from a bottle boom. Fake noise and fake news, fake results. But Yahweh's the true result and resolution, the true revolt and revolution. When we stand as Yah's army, embracing the conclusion to all men, keeping the word of Yah with all the heart and soul, and no one else has a son that they control. If you know you fear Yah, then you're walking His way. Love Yah, serve Yah with all of your heart and soul. If you know you fear Yah, then you're walking His way. Love Yah, serve Yah with all of your heart and soul. If you know you fear Yah, then you're walking His way. Love Yah, serve Yah with all of your heart and soul.